Shechiyanu v'kimanu v'giyanu. We're starting about Be'ez Hashem, a new limud, Seydenoshim, Masech Sivomis. And as we go into the Seder starts with the challenge. Masech Sivomis is from the well-known, most complex Masechtas in Shas. Masech Oni is a Rosh HaTevis for Erev and Nida Yivomis. The difficulty in the three is not necessarily the profundity of the concepts, even though each of those Masechtas has many deep concepts. But these three Masechtas, Erev, Nidin, Yevamos, the challenge is that in order to know the beginning of the Masechta, you really have to know your way around the first very many Prokim. Yevamos, in order to understand the concepts in the first Perek, you really have to know what's going on in the Prokim much later on. So there's a certain need in Yevamos that's not there in other Masechtas to really step into the Masechta with a good feeling of the basic concepts in the Masechta in order to even start. That being said, what I'd like to do, Be'ez Hashem, before we learn the first Mishnah inside, maybe it would be a good idea in every Masechta, but certainly in Yevamos, like we're saying, is to learn the Psukim of the Chumash in Parshas Ki Tse, Perek Chof Hei, Pasuk Hei, that deal with the mitzvah of Yibum and Chalitza, and that will be the framework for giving Akdama. We'll try to go through in a somewhat comprehensive way for a few minutes on each concept, go through the basic concepts of Yevamos, and with that, when we step Be'ez Hashem into learning the Masechta, it'll be with a certain clarity that we wouldn't have otherwise. The Pasuk says, like we said, in Parshas Ki Tse, Perek Chof Hei, Pasuk Hei, Ki Yeshvu Achim Yachtov, two brothers are in the world together. It means two brothers could be theoretically, they never met each other. We're talking here with somebody died without children. Let's assume he died young. Reuven and Shimon are two brothers. Reuven died before Shimon was born. That's not Ki Yeshvu Achim Yachtov. Ki Yeshvu Achim Yachtov means Yeshlam Yeshivo Echod. And as soon as Reuven dies, the din of Yibum is chal on his wife, that she's nefelas. That's the term that we use in Maseches Yevamos. She's nefelas. She is now has to be nisiyabim to Shimon. That's the way the Torah is setting up the case. We'll learn more about this din of Eishes Achshalahayu by Lomoy in Yitz Hashem in the next few prokim. So Ki Yeshvu Achim Yachtov, Umeis Echod Mehem. One of the brothers died, like we said. Uvein Ein Loi. He doesn't have any children. The wording of Uvein Ein Loi is a little bit interesting, and we'll see Yitz Hashem in the fourth parak that obviously there's no mitzvah Yibum if somebody left over, died and left over children. But what happens, let's say he has a child that's not visible, i.e. he left over a wife who was a mu'beres. If she gives birth to a child, that's cool that the person left over children, even though the child wasn't alive when he died, then there's no din yibum. What happens in the interim if he left over a wife who was a mu'beres and it's not clear whether she'll deliver a live child? That's what's alluded to in the words Uvein Ein Loi. So then the Torah says, before the Torah presents what should be done, the Torah says what should not be done. There's a lav, it's considered a separate lav midaraisa. Loisia Eishes Hameis Hachutza Leish Zor. The wife of the Meis, of Reuven who died, is not allowed to get married Hachutza to someone else, Leish Zor, to somebody who's not the brother of the Meis. This lav deraisa, is it only a lav because there's a mitzvah of Yibum? Or because there's a marital bond that still exists on the Yevama that doesn't allow her? Kedushin loy nitvas bo. This is a discussion Yitz Hashem later on. We'll have towards the end of the Masechta. Is Kedushin toifis in a what's called a Yevama? What's called a Yevama that's Zekuka Liyibum. Zekuka, Zika, is the term that Chazal used for the marital bond that's Mechayiv her to be Nisyabim from the brother of the Meis. The Lav of Loisia Eishes HaMeis HaChutza, the Lav of Yevama Lashuk. Is that Lav just a Lav? Is it just the Bittel of the Asay? Or is it more than that? There's a marital bond which keeps her in the marriage. Her husband died, but she's still in the marriage, so to speak, to the point where nobody else can marry her. Ein kedushin tefsim. Again, like we said, that's going to be a sugya later on. The nature, the exact nature of this bond, that she's here and she's not allowed to get married, Does that mean that that's a bond of Ishus or a bond of a mitzvah? That's what we call Yesh Zika or Ein Zika. Does she have a relationship with the Yovam? Remember, the Yovam could marry her. And we'll see later on in Mir Hashem, in the fourth parak and the fifth parak, that the Yovam can marry the Yavama without permission from the Yavama. It's not a Kedushin. Yavama Yovel Leo, and he's Bo Leo Bal Korcho. That means that possibly there's already a bond between the Yavama and the Yovam. Before he's even Miyabim her, she's already Roy Leo's sister, like an Arusa. So maybe that's why Kedushin not Tevis Bo. Can he marry her sister? Can he not marry her sister? Does he have a bond already with her? That will have to see him in Hashem, the second perek and the third perek. These are all sugis. So the Torah says, Loisia Eishas Hameis Hachutza Li'izor. She's not allowed to get married to anyone else. Yivoma Yove Aleh, like we said, here's the mitzvah say of Yibum, that he's Bo Aleh Bal Korcho. We'll learn more about that in Hashem later on, the fifth perek. The sixth perek, Ulekocho Loi Li'isha V'yipma. And he takes her as his wife. The Torah seems to repeat itself. Yuvama Yove Oleo, that's the mitzvah of Yibum. And then the Torah says more than that. Not only does he do the mitzvah of Yibum by being Bo Oleo, but then she becomes his wedded wife. She becomes his lawful wife. Ulekocha loy li'isha, what's known in the Lashon HaGemara is Nasa ki'ishto l'chol dover. That means there's no mitzvah saseh to do the mitzvah Yibum. And then she continues being a Yavama. She's not a Yavama anymore. She's his married wife. And now, in order to get rid of her, he won't be able to get rid of her with Chalitza, like a Yavama, like a Zekuka. He'll have to get rid of her with a get, like a regular wife. Now, what this tells us is that the mitzvah say Yibum is only on the Bir Rishayna. This is a very important concept when we learn the second parak. And further, when he's Bo'leo, the first, the Bir Rishayna, there's a mitzvah say that he's Mekayim. Bir Shnia. That's already his regular wife. Being that there's a mitzvah saseh only in the Bir Rishayna, if there'll be a case of Yibam where you'll need aseh doicha loy saseh, where there's an avera in the Bir Rishayna, it's only because there's a mitzvah saseh in the Bir Rishayna, the Bir Shnia not. That's the sugya of Chai V'Lavin, Chai V'Lavin V'aseh. Now, you could say that every Yivama is be'etzem an Eishes Ach. Is the reason why a Yivam allowed to marry an Eishes Ach? Because even though there's a chayvei krisus of his brother's wife, which is chayvei krisus, but b'mokum she'en labonim, so there's asay, the mitzvah of yibum, doicha lois asay, of eshesach. So what happened by b'yashnir? So we have to say that by b'yashnir, the relationship of eshesach goes off. She's now his wife. She's not an eshesach anymore. She's not his brother's wife. She's his wife. The other possibility is that the concept of regular yibum, where the brother is Bo, al Eishes Ochiv, is not based on Aseh Dechalois Aseh. The Torah never said the lav, the Chayvei Krisus of Eishes Ach, at all, b'mokim that the husband's going to die without children. B'mokim that he dies without children, it's not his brother's wife. Let's say more than that. Rishenim speak out this concept, and it's a prominent player in the Lamdasi of Omis, that the Yibum, when Shimon is Miyabim, his brother's wife, Eishes Ruvain, Shimon's Ishus that he has is really a Hemshech of Ruvain. She's not an Eishes Ach. His marriage to her is a Hemshech of his brother's marriage. So it's not Eishes Ach. There was no Eishes Ach Klapi Yibum in the first place. Either way, the din that a Yovam is allowed to be Bo al Eishes Ochiv is a unique din in Yibum. But if there's any other arayas at play, if she has any other relationship with her brother-in-law, her yavam, not only Eishes Ach, but any other erver relationship, then that would preclude her from being a yavam. And that's going to be the subject of Mirtz Hashem, the din arayas, in the first Mishnah, by us. Now, to finish off what we just said, that the din yibum creates that now she's nasas ke'ishta l'kol davar, will be ma'aseh one more nekudah to that. What happens if Reuven dies and not only does he have the brother named Shimon, but he has three other brothers, Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar. So there's four brothers that she was nefelas to. Again, the term is nefelas means she, it's chal in her din to be nesiyam to either one of the four. Who's Bo'aleo? Mishnah will tell us later on, preferably the oldest one, but it doesn't have to be that way. Any of the four. Any of the four, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, that'll marry her. The Nasis ki ishter l'chol dava will be klape all the brothers. The chalois that's chal in her, that she's a Yavoma, And the chalois after the yibum of nasas ke'ishter l'chol dover is true legabe the whole, what's called in the Gemara, the whole bias, the whole ishus, which means klape all the brothers. The zikas yabmin, the bond that binds her to all four brothers, that she's ru'uya to minis yabmin to them, will dissolve as soon as she's nasas ke'ishter l'chol dover by any one of them. And thereafter, she's not an eshes ach because of eshes ruvin to any of them. She is, however, Eshes Shimon. Now, that's only true she's Eshes Shimon if Shimon was miyabim her. If Shimon took the other option, which is the next pasuk called Chalitza, so then the marital bond of Ishus, of Yibum, would be dissolved with Shimon Levi Yehudi Yisachar, and she does not have a relationship to all the other brothers as Eshes Ruvain. She has a relationship to all the rest of them as Chalutzas Shimon. We're going to skip the next pasuk vav, because it's not nigei as a hagdoma. The pasuk of Ahoy Abuchar Shetelud Yokum Hashem Achav Hameis Vele Yimachish Shmoyim Yisrael. We're going to go to the next pasuk, because that's important for us right now. Vim lo yachboi to'ish, if the brother, Shimon, is not willing to be miyabim eshes Ruvain, vim lo yachboi to'ish lo kachas es yivimtoi, the also Yevimtei Hashara, the Yevimtei, goes to the Bezdin, and the Torah then talks about how to do Chalitza. We're not going to get into the Pratim, it's not going to get as Hagdama. But one point is very important, as a Hagdama to the first few Prakim. And that is that the Torah puts Yibam and Chalitza as two options. That means, when Reuven dies, and leaves over his wife, and she's not allowed to get married, and it's Chal on her Adin that she's Zekuka to Yibam from Shimon, or like we said before, Shimon Levi Yehuda and Yisachar, whatever, however many brothers there are, it's chal in her equally one bond of Ishus. She's still, if we'd say it that way, she's still to a certain extent Eshes Ruvain. We said she might even be the Kedushan Lo Tafsibo. Or she say she's Zikukas Shimon, because Shimon or Lev Yehudi Yisachar could be Bo'alel Bal Karko. She's a Medes to be any one of their wives. Therefore, she has a din that there's some type of marital din in her. That din is Zikas Yevomin and Zikas Chalitza equally. The ramification of that is this, as a Hagdama to the first Mishnah. And that is, what happens if Eshes Ruvain is not Ru'uya to be Nisyab to Shimon? Why? Because she also has another relationship which would Aser her to Shimon. Shimon is not only her brother-in-law, but Shimon is her father. That means she got married to her uncle. She's a daughter of Shimon, she married Reuven, for the simple case. That being said, of course, Shimon can be miyabim her. The chayve skila, the chayve misa of Avio is not doichav, is not nidcha, either the mitzvah yibum. So Shimon can't be doichav, so if Shimon can't be doichav, then he has no din yibum. Ask ourselves a pashto shadla, let him be chaylitzer, it's another mitzvah say. Let him have to be chaylitzer, and she's not let him marry out, lo si eshta meis achutzes till yibum or chaylitzer. The answer is that there's only one bond that binds her to be mechuyiv yibum to Shimon or chalitza. There's one chalois ishus, call that zika, to Shimon. Yibum and chalitza go together. This is what we call in the Gemara the crucial klal. In the Mishnayis, call them eni oyle le yibum, eni oyle le chalitza. A woman who's not chal in her a din, she's a medes le yibum, it's not chal in her, the din that she's a medes le chalitza. The two go together. One more point on this. Yibum is a mitzvah say, and she's nefels li yibum, and we said there's a mitzvah say that could very well be is doicha alaysa say. It's a key mitzvah say. What about chalitza? Is chalitza a key mitzvah say? Lo yachbetz is an option too? Or chalitza is not a mitzvah? Faket, the Torah wants her to be nisyabim. If he doesn't want to be miyabim, so at least free her from the bonds that connect her to Shimon. Shimon frees her with chalitza. This is a famous shaila asked by Achreinim. It's a prominent chakira when we learn later on the Masechta, the din of mitzvahs chalitza, exactly how to define chalitza. It'll come up also, mitzvah Hashem, over the first half of the Masechta. So it's known as the shaila of Chacham Tzvi, but other Achreinim discuss this at length. One more point, Legabi, the proper procedure for Yibam and Chalitza. Reuven dies, unfortunately, Be'en Lo Bonim, she's Nefeles to Shimon. Could Shimon be Mekadesher? Remember, if there wouldn't be a mitzvah Yibum, she'd be a regular Eshes Ach. Now that Shimon has a heter to be bo'alel, Yevami Yovelel, can Shimon be mekadesh? The answer is no. This is going to be going to come up in the second perek, in the third perek, in the fourth, and the fifth, that if Shimon is mekadesh, it's not chal medaraisa. Kedusha kesev, let's say, will not be chal. That's, it's called maimar. There's a din derabbanon that Shimon could be mekadesh. What does it help? It wasn't mekayim the mitzvah of Yibam. Mederaisa, she's still Yevami. You know what it helps? On a derabbanon level, Shimon is married to her. And now Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar, the other brothers, are going to be up against the Kedushim. Midrabanan, of course. They're going to be up against the Kedushim. If they try to be Miyabim, it's not Chal on a Drabanan level. We'll have to see what that does. You need a get and Chalitza. It'll be very complicated. But Maimar only works Midrabanan. Ilule Shites Beshamai. According to one side, that it works Deraisa. We'll see more about that. Zika Keknusa in the second pack. It's a complicated Sugya. Why is Kedushim not Teufis Bob? Because she's really still an Eishis Ach. If the mitzvah sibum is not in his kaim, she's only not an eishesach klape mitzvah sibum. This is what Rashi says on Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. Tais over there says something else. And mitzvah Hashem, that's something that we'll see later on in the Masechta. One more point that's crucial that we haven't discussed. We discussed that when Reuven dies and she's nefelis, eishes Reuven is nefelis to Shimon, so then she really has the same relationship with Shimon Levi Yehudi Yisachar. If Shimon happens to be the one that's miyabim her, so the Zika is poka klapi Levi Yehudi Yisachar. She's now a regular Eishes of Shimon and klapi all the other brothers. She's now Eishes Shimon. She's not Eishes Reuven anymore. What we haven't discussed, of course, is what happens when there's two wives. Reuven died and he left over Rachel and Leah. Over the course of Yevamos, we're going to have to use a lot of names. Part of the difficulty is the cases and halting cup with the different names. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Rivka, Rachel, Leah, Zilpa, Bila, and so on. So we have Rachel and Leah that are married to Reuven. Reuven dies. The same way, if Shimon is Miyabim, if there's one wife and Shimon is Miyabim, and there's Levi Yehudi Yisachar, Shimon is Mekayim, the Din, Yibum, Klapi, all of them. She's Nasis, Ke'ishta, Legabi, all of them. The same is true if Reuven dies and leaves over Rachel and Leah. When Shimon is ba'an Rachel, Leah no longer is Yevama. The din Ishus was chal klapi both of them. The Nasas Ke'ishte that's chal in Rachel when Shimon marries her is chal klapi Leah. She goes scot-free. She's not a Yevama anymore. She doesn't have Zikas Yabim. She doesn't need Chalitza. She's out. Once the din of Yibum is Niskayim Shimon to Rachel, there's no din in Leah to be Nisyabim to Levi. She poka from her the Zikas Yabim. The same way it's poka legabe Rochel, and she's Nasis Eishes Shimon, it's poka legabe Leah, and there's no Zika anymore, she goes free. That being said, we understand Anuk Zeis HaKosuf, the Pasuk says in Pashas Achri Mois, there's a lav on a person, any person, nothing to do with Pashas Yibum, marrying two sisters. Yaakov Avinu had he married Rochel and Leah, Gevaldi Geshayla, all the Rishonim, Achronim, are busy with that. But a person is not allowed to marry two sisters. If Reuven is married to Rachel, of course he's not allowed to marry, if Rachel and Leah are sisters, he's not allowed to marry Leah. In the Torah, the wording of Lesikach Isha, Elachoysa Litzror, the Gemara learns out that Litzror means that two women that are married that are called Tzorois. Tzorois are two women that are married to one person. Reuven has two wives. Rachel and Leah, they're not sisters. Call it Rachel and Rivka, if it's easier. Reuven is married to Rachel and Rivka. The two women, being that we said that when Shimon is Miyabim one, that the dynamic is Chal Legabi both wives, we see them both as together as one unit in the Ishus of Reuven. The Torah then adds another Knech to that. In the Pasuk of Lesia, of Lesikach Isha L'Choysa L'Tzvar, it says that when Reuven dies, the Ishus Hayabmin is one Ishus Hayabmin legabe Rachel Leo, Rachel and Rivka, legabe his two wives. If Rachel can't get married to Shimon, because Shimon is her father, we spoke about the case before, where Shimon is her father, so besides Veshazach, it's also Avir, she can't marry her father. That lack of Zikas Yabim and Chalitza, legabe one wife, is true legabe both wives. Both wives are attached to Shimon with the same relationship of Zikukim Hain. So if they're attached together, at that point, The same way Rachel is not nefels liyibum, Rivka won't be nefels liyibum v'chalitza either. She goes scot free. That's the din of tzoras erva that we're going to have in the first Mishnah. The Mishnah in Mishnah Aleph is most of another din called tzoras tzora. Let's play that out. Here we have to halt kop. Reuven has two wives, Rachel and Rivka. Reuven dies. Rachel can't marry Shimon because Rachel klape Shimon is her father. Like we said, not only is Rachel not noifeles to Shimon, but the Zika is poka also legabi Rivka. Rachel and Rivka both of them are scot free. There's only one little problem. That's only legabi Shimon. There's a Levi too. The same way there's two wives, there were two brothers. Legabi Levi, they're not her daughters. Neither one of them is there ever to Levi. Even though there's no Zikas Yabmin, here we have a split between Shimon and Levi. Legabi Shimon, there's no Zikas Yabmin, because he's the father of one. By definition, he's the father of the whole marriage, so to speak, in Yibum Dika terms. So there's no Zika, not Legabi Rivka, not Legabi Rachel, but Legabi Levi there is. What happens thereafter? If Levi died, this is going to be a common theme in Seches Yevamos. Remember, Reuven died, Shimon can't be Miyabim either one. One of them because it's his daughter, obviously. One of them is the Tzora of his daughter. It's Chal in her Din Erva also. Tzora as Erva, Ke Erva. So both of them were Neflim to Levi. Levi was Miyabim, either one of them. In this case, let's say for the Din that we want, Levi was Miyabim, the daughter of Shimon. He was Miyabim Rachel. Now Levi dies, unfortunately. They fall back to Shimon. Not because of Eshes Reuven, because of Eshes Nishay Levi. Now, the one that's falling to Shimon is not the one that's problematic. It's not his daughter. It's the other one. The other one for him is fine. He should be able to be Miyabim. Because they were attached to each other with a Tzror relationship, a Tzoros relationship, Klape, what's called Nefilo Rishona, the first time around, round one when they were Neuflim, to Shimon and Levi from Reuven, they retained the status of Tzoros Erva, and not only couldn't Shimon be Miyabim, the Tzora of his daughter, in round one, but now when Levi died, he can't be Miyabim, the Tzora of his daughter, the former Tzora of his daughter, also in round two. That's the din of Tzoras Tzora. Not only that, what happens if Levi had another wife? Besides for the wife that he picked up because of the Zika of Nishay Reuven, Levi had a different wife, Bilhah. Bilhah is a Tzoras Erva. Remember, Shimon couldn't be Miyabim in round one, his daughter. Because of that, it couldn't be Miyabim the other one. It couldn't be Miyabim Rivka. Rivka now got married, was Nisyabim to Levi. Levi had another wife, Bilhah. Bilhah is a Tzora of a Tzoras Erva Klape Shimon. That's the din of Tzoras Tzora. One point. What's the name of the Erva of a Tzoras Erva? We're going to have 15 Arayis here in Mishnah Aleph. And those Arayis are all also to a Yavam. What about a Tzoras Erva? What is she? She's a regular Yavama. The answer is that once the Torah says the din of Tzoras Erva, she blibes, she returns back to the original state of what's called the Eishes Ach, Sheloi B'mokah Mitzvah. She's an Eishes Ach without the din of Yibum. A woman that doesn't have a din of Yibum is a regular Eishes Ach if it's his brother's wife. She's an Eishes Ach, Sheloi B'mokah Yibum. And that's going to be the famous Kasha, what's known as Kivega's famous Kasha. Who needs an independent din all over Maseches Yevamos of a Tzoras Erva? A Tzoras Erva, once the Torah took off, because she's a Tzora of an Erva, the Torah took off her Din Yibum, she's an Eishes Ach. So a Tzoras Erva is not like a klisheni, like a Tzoras Tzora. She's a Tzora of an Eishes Ach. Once the Tzoras Erva is a Tzora of an Erva, once there's no Din Yibum in her, she's a regular Eishes Ach. If she's a regular Eishes Ach, her Tzora is a Tzoras Eishes Ach. That's a major kash in Yevamos. Maybe we'll address it in Mitzvah Hashem over the coming Mishnayos.